I'm Didi Bridgewater with a new jazz work, Federico Garcia Lorca's New York Poems, set to music in A Lorca Soundscape by Alexis Cuadrado on Jazz Set from NPR. Alexis Cuadrado comes from Barcelona, a beautiful city on the sea in northeast Spain. As a child, Alexis went to one school for English and another for music and picked up the bass. All Spanish students study literature from medieval to contemporary, including the poetry of Federico Garcia Lorca, born in 1898 in Granada. Lorca's generation produced the surrealist painter Salvador Dalí and Luis Buñuel, the filmmaker who directed The Exterminating Angel and The Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie. Dalí and Buñuel were friends of Lorca.
They lived in this sort of like high-class student dormitory in Madrid called La Residencia de Estudiantes. So he comes from that school, the surreal imagery school.
In 1929, Lorca took a sabbatical to study in New York City. He had a wonderful time.
He talks about going to hear jazz and gospel and going to mass and going to the Ukrainian church and his friends that are like Puerto Rican and this African-American Asian girl. And then, I mean, he was like an uprising star in Spain. And so all the Hispanic cultural elite embraces him and invites him to lunch and dinner. And he mentions many times, I have to stop hanging out because I need to do work. I came here to write and to be secluded, and the social life is kind of I'm paying a toll for it, for this much social life.
But during his visit, Wall Street crashed. The Roaring Twenties began to plunge into the Great Depression. Lorca wrote intense verse about the raw and dark side in his collection, Poeta en Nueva York, A Poet in New York. In 2008, as the economy was tumbling down again, Alexis Cuadrado revisited the book. Alexis has edited some of the poems and set them to music. With images of a great cold hall of snow, the deceitful moon, camels of empty clouds, tree trunks and elevator shafts, and your grand king, a prisoner in the uniform of a doorman, A Lorca Soundscape begins with two poems combined, Norma y Paraíso and El Rey de Harlem, Standards in Paradise and The King of Harlem, Lorca's favorite neighborhood, and mine too. Claudia Acuña is the vocalist with Miguel Zenón on saxophone in A Lorca Soundscape on Jazz Set.
Es preciso matar. expresiones bovinas, la mentirosa luna de los polos, la danza curva del agua en la orilla.
We're listening to A Lorca Soundscape, poetry of Federico Garcia Lorca by Alexis Cuadrado in surround sound on Jazz Set.
Some of these poems are so New York, like especially this one, Murder, Asesinato, is such a short poem and it's like such a snippet of a conversation between two people that talk about a murder that has happened. It seems like almost like detached, casual comment, but it talks about such a deep subject.
Asesinato means murder. It's Lorca's poem in the form of an overheard conversation in the early morning. One voice asks, "How did it happen?" And the answer is sketchy. A gash on the cheek, that's all.
Como fue una grieta en la mejilla. Eso es todo. Una uña que aprieta el tallo.
We're with Alexis Cuadrado on bass, Claudia Acuña, the vocalist, with Miguel Zenon on saxophone, Dan Tepfer on piano, and drummer Mark Ferber, a Lorca soundscape, on The Checkout Live at 92Y Tribeca with Josh Jackson. You can see photos of this performance at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. In Spanish literature, Lorca and his surrealist friends are called the Generation of the 27 for the year 1927. He was a literary star. In Poeta in Nueva York, he pulls out all the stops to turn his experience into verse. Alexis Cuadrado struggled at first to put the words to music.
I read the poems many, 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 many times. And my approach was more to try to find the music in the poem itself. For example, in The Dance of Death, there is this first line, and it says, el mascarón, cómo viene del África a New York. So mascarón means a mask. It's like this image of this African mask. And an African mask in New York reminded me of African music. So I had this kind of like West African groove in my mind. So that's the line. El mascarón, como viene del África, New York.
Alexis says Aurora is the signature poem of the collection. With the opening lines, dawn in New York has four columns of mire and a hurricane of black pigeons splashing in the putrid waters. Now that is a vivid image.
La aurora de Nueva York tiene cuatro columnas de cielo y un huracán de negras palomas que chapotea las aguas podridas.
I think it reflects a very New York feeling, which is like you feel very lonely in this massive place when you first get here. It really strikes you right in the heart when you read it for the first time.
First, Danza de la Muerte, then Aurora, from a Lorca soundscape, right here on Jazz Set.
Silencio del corcho. En la marchita soledad sin onda, el abollado mascarón danzaba. Medio lado del mundo era de arena, mercurio y sol dormido el otro medio. chino lloraba en el tejado, sin encontrar el desnudo de su mujer. Y el director del banco observando el manómetro, que mide el cruel silencio de la moneda, el mascarón llegaba al Wall Street. No es extraño para la danza este columbario, que pone los ojos amarillos de las figas en la caja del globo. Caudales, hay un hilo tenso que atraviesa el corazón de todos los niños pobres. El mascarón, como viene del África, New York. El mascarón, miren el mascarón, como viene del África, New York. El mascarón, como viene del África, New York. El mascarón, miren el mascarón, arena, caimán y miedo sobre Nueva digo. El mascarón bailará entre columnas de sangre y de números, entre huracanes de oro y gemidos obreros parados, que hay ahora sobre el oscuro por tu tiempo sin luces. ¡Oh, salvaje Norteamérica! ¡Oh, impúdica o salvaje! ¡Tendida en la frontera de la nieve! ¡Oh, impúdica o salvaje! El mascarón, como viene de aurora de Nueva York tiene cuatro columnas de cielo y un huracán de negras palomas que chapotean las aguas podridas. Escaleras buscando entre las aristas nardos de angustia dibujada. La aurora llega y nadie la recibe en su boca, porque allí no hay mañana ni esperanza. Paraísos ni amores deshojados. Saben que van al cielo de números y leyes, a los juegos sin arte, a sudores sin fruto. La luz sepultada por cadenas y ruidos, en impúdico reto de ciencia sin
Claudia Acuña from Chile is a vocalist. Miguel Zenon from Puerto Rico is on saxophone. Dan Tepfer on piano. With Alexis Cuadrado on bass. And drummer Mark Ferber. Each player is Alexis' first choice for a Lorca soundscape. We're with the Checkout Live at 92Y Tribeca on Jazz Set. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Funding for Jazz Set is provided by the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works.
Josh Jackson from WBGO Jazz 88 hosts and produces The Checkout. He's on stage right now with the Alexis Cuadrado Group.
Alexis, there's so much going on in the music that you've created for this commissioned work, a Lorca soundscape. And on your website, alexiscuadrado.com, you've been posting some entries that sort of give people a way in to find that some music behind this could be Bach chorales and Kurt Weill and Sting and Angélique Kidjo.
You know, Stravinsky said, if you want to be a good composer, you have to steal. So that's my job, you know. Like, I like to steal as much as I can. As composers, we have the ability to grab an idea and transform it into something else, you know. And that's something that has been done in art since art is art and, you know, mankind is mankind. So obviously, I haven't invented anything, and I actually believe that other people invent things, and we can just grab them and do something interesting with them. So I just have a lot of fun. I kind of play with Legos. That's my thing, you know?
Well, one of the advantages of having a commissioned work like this is that you have the support to do rehearsals. But the nice thing about creating music is hearing what it sounds like when other members of the ensemble contribute their voices to it. I mean, what are your thoughts about what these folks have brought to this music?
Well, it's amazing, you know, because in this particular case, I really wrote this music thinking about this group of people, which is something that I think is a privilege, you know, and we often write for ourselves, and it's like, I'm going to write a tune, I'm going to do this and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there it goes, and different people play it, and that's cool, but it's a beautiful experience to imagine Claudia singing this song, or Miguel playing this solo, or Dan playing a canon, or Mark playing that solo he just played. And actually, when they do it, it's more beautiful than I imagined. So it's like, what can I say? It's great.
Well, let's hear some more. What's next?
Next is, this is a real one protest poem, because it's called New York Office Denunciation. So it basically names all the wrong things that are in New York.
Alexis Cuadrado and a Lorca soundscape.
Did
Debajo de las multiplicaciones hay una gota de sangre de pato. Debajo de las divisiones hay una gota de sangre de marinero. Debajo de las sumas un río de sangre tierna, un río que viene cantando por los dormitorios de los arrabales. Y es plata, cemento, brisa en el alba metida de New York.
La muerte es la tienda de frutas.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to finish up with a song called Vals en las Ramas, Waltz in the Branches. And please, please, welcome one more time the great Claudia Acuña on voice. And the wonderful Miguel Zenón on alto saxophone. The amazing Dan Tepfer on piano. The incredible Mark Ferber on the drums. Thank you so very much. I also want to thank George Jackson and the Checkout, not only for this concert, but just for existing. Basically, it's just like an amazing door to all the music that's happening right now. And I think, I mean, I just listen to this all the time and keeps me up to date, and I just love it.
Thank you. Se duerman.
se duerman bien.
A Lorca Soundscape by Alexis Cuadrado and the Alexis Cuadrado Group has been made possible with support from the Chamber Music America's New Jazz Works Commissioning and Ensemble Development Program, funded through the generosity of the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation. To listen again and learn more, visit jazzset.npr.org. The mixes for The Checkout Live are always by David Tallickson with Michael Downs. Our surround sound mix is by Jazz Set Technical Director and Grammy winner Duke Marcos. Producer Becca Pulliam with Executive Producer Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Hasta la próxima. See you next time.